The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a lonely place by themselves. Now many saw them going and knew them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. As he landed, he saw a great throng, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In one of his letters, St. Paul says that Christ is our peace. Now, St. Paul is someone who was a tough man. Before he had become a servant of Christ, he hated Christ and the church, and he did everything he could to destroy the church. The Acts of the Apostles says that he was breathing murderous threats against the Christians. He was a very tough man. But when he encountered Christ, that changed everything. And he came to understand that Jesus Christ is his peace and is also the source of our peace. In the gospel that I just read, Jesus tells his apostles to go away from their labors and to be at rest for a while. But one of the conditions is they have to stay with him. He doesn't tell them to go away from him, but simply to go away from his work to be close to him. And here we learn that Christ is the source of our spiritual rest and our peace. Now, if you think about the Old Testament, when God created the world, he created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. And we're actually made for that Sabbath rest. In other words, we're made for that relationship to God that gives us peace. This lesson that Jesus Christ is our peace is a very small lesson. It could be summed up in a little phrase, Jesus Christ is our peace. But it's something that is so important that we understand and follow. You know, many people today are looking for peace. They'll say, "I just want some peace in my life." They're looking for peace of mind and heart. They're looking for that serenity where they can feel, in a sense, an interior rest. Some people go through life each day feeling no peace. They feel everything except peace, a constant sense of agitation and fear, a constant sense of emptiness. And they try to find this peace of mind in the things of this world. Now, there are many good things in this world that can give us a kind of peace, but that peace is only temporary. Some people look for peace in entertainment or to an addiction to entertainment. Now, in and of itself, entertainment is good, but when you're addicted to it, then that's a problem. But it doesn't bring that eternal peace we seek. It's only temporary. Some people seek this peace in materialism, in constantly possessing things. But then that is accompanied by a fear of losing those things. And those things themselves always carry with them their own problems and responsibilities. Others seek peace in very destructive, self-destructive things, such as alcohol abuse or drug abuse or pornography or violence. But people, when they have all these things, they realize that those things do not bring them peace. They don't bring them the peace which their nature seeks. Some people can have all of these things, but they remain uncertain about the purpose of their lives. They remain feeling empty and lost within. But the Bible teaches us clearly that Jesus Christ is our peace. It's a lesson that we need to accept and interiorize. We should allow this phrase, Christ is our peace, to be a lesson for us that can guide the general course of our lives. It leads us to be convinced that our number one priority is our relationship to the Lord Jesus, is living by his teaching. We should know his teaching. So be sure to take time to read the gospel. You know, one of the really good gifts of going to Mass regularly is you hear the gospel. And those words from sacred scripture are like light from heaven that shines on our minds. Also, we need to receive his grace, the grace of Christ, in the sacraments and in prayer. Our primary disposition towards God when we go to the sacraments and when we pray is reception. we're there to receive the grace of our Lord Jesus, the grace that makes all things new. When we go to confession, for example, we're there primarily to receive grace, to receive that grace of divine mercy and spiritual resurrection, which is real and is powerful. When we go to the Eucharist, we're there to receive the grace of Christ's real presence. We also need to be convinced of the tremendous value of the teaching of Christ. Notice in the Gospel what happens. Many people come to Jesus. They have many needs, and it says that he teaches them many things. And who knows how much things he taught. He may have taught for the whole day, because the next thing that happens late in the day when he works a miracle of feeding them. But he teaches and teaches and teaches, because there are so many false teachers in the world that can lead us astray. In the world, there are many teachers everywhere, people teaching us about what values we should have, about what our priorities should be. Everyone, if you think about it, is a teacher by their actions, by their example, by their words. Someone, when they post a little message on Twitter or Facebook, that little message actually is a teaching. They may not say it is. They might just be saying they're sharing something. But it's teaching us something. Somehow we pick up a lesson from that. It could be a good lesson or it may not be a good lesson. It could be a bad lesson that is very subtle. And if we follow it, it doesn't lead us down the right path. Well, there are many teachers. And in the big questions of life, such as what is the meaning and purpose of life? Does life have any value? Does God exist? Is he real? Is there such thing as good and evil? Is there an absolute morality? In these big questions of life, we want to make sure we get it right. One time I met a man who was a Unitarian, and he said, in our church we don't have any teachings. You come to our church, you can believe whatever you want. But I said, well, that sounds like a teaching. That's a doctrine, right? You come to this church, you follow this teaching, namely, you can believe anything you want. That's a teaching. Well, in all the big questions of life, we want to get it right. Now, in the scriptures, Jesus Christ is referred to as the good teacher, and he surely is. And he spends most of his time teaching about the kingdom of God, about heaven, about hell, about angels, about demons, about morality, good and evil, about the judgment, about sin and spiritual war, about grace, divine mercy, about faith, hope, and love. Jesus Christ teaches so much. And we want to make sure that in the most excellent things of life, the most important things of life, we follow the teaching of Jesus Christ. And so there we have two very simple lessons that can guide the course of our lives. Number one, that Christ is our peace. And number two, that his teaching is very, very important. Dear brothers and sisters, we need peace. We need Christ. If you ever meet someone or a group of people who are constantly lost and agitated and upset, it means they need Christ. And you need Christ. May we value our relationship to the Lord Jesus as our greatest treasure and listen to his words. In this way, his peace will reign more strongly in our hearts. And this is a peace that the world does not give us. It's a peace that the world cannot take away. Jesus Christ is our peace, and the peace he gives us is eternal. God bless you.